So this presentation, like Heidi said, is about Rule 91A of the Texas Rules of Civil Procedure. And this rule is about 3 years old. And in the short time that it's been on the books, it has resulted in many appellate court opinions. If you do a search for 91A on Westlaw, you'll get 88 hits just in the state court opinions alone. And you'll get many hits in the federal court opinions as well. And what you see in the jurisprudence is that this procedure is being used effectively for multiple types of causes of action to actually get them dismissed. I'm not going to go into the substance of the different types of causes of action that have been the subject of these motions because it's really case-specific and fact-specific, but I did include in the article on page 2, there's a string cite and footnote 2 that gives you a feel for the types of causes of action that have been the subject of these motions. And I think the point to take away is not to be dismissal of the dismissal procedures because this is a tool that's working, it's out there, it's being used a lot, and it can be something very useful for you as well. So in the presentation, I'm just going to give you a real brief background of the history of how this rule came to be because I think that helps you understand what is in it and how it works. And also get into the procedural aspects of the rule, focusing on some of the kind of thorny areas that are still developing in the law. So first, this rule has statutory roots. There are some rules that come about because the practitioners need them, because the court decides they're a good thing to do. This particular rule came about because the legislature mandated it. Specifically, the 82nd legislature in 2011 through House Bill 274 said, Supreme Court of Texas, you must promulgate rules to address dismissal procedures. And specifically, the legislature amended two different statutes, 22.004 of the Texas Government Code and then Section 30.021 of the Civil Practice and Remedies Code.